When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Good morning. Unlike many of Toby Green's previous tribunal hearings, tonight isn't emotive. While Adam Kingsley was drawn in that direction with the tiresome and inaccurate citing of the Toby tax, this rough conduct charge is an intellectual debate about how players are permitted to contest the ball, what their obligations and alternatives are. Only Toby can truly know whether he wanted to make Jordan Boyd pay physically for filling the hole in front of him, you know, Tony Lockett style. My personal view is that's not the case. Instead, this is the finest line in the evolution of the game. Players coming from opposite directions to meet at an aerial contest. This isn't the Braden Maynard case, and nor is it the exact replica of the Peter Wright case. The Essendon forward pleaded guilty, did not give evidence, and the tribunal noted the vision shows high speed and extreme force impact. Those are differentiators, as is the final moment of contact. It's splitting hairs, but that's the game. Less comforting was the finding from Chairman Jeff Gleeson that night. He stated Wright leapt into the contest, yet did not make an attempt to mark or spoil. It appears that there was an element of bracing for contact, but as he concedes, he had other alternatives. I'm sympathetic toward Toby in this instance, and I think there's a defence. I'm just not sure whether it's enough to beat the laws as they now apply. Green must convincingly make the case he was initially contesting the mark, and he'll need to do that in his own words. When he left the ground, he had eyes on the ball as he was the lead up forward, and he was a realistic chance of reaching it. Green's eyes never leave the ball. It's not an offence to jump for a mark. Once you're in the air, you can't change direction. And if you accept those parameters, the resulting high contact is accidental. This is a reasonable way to contest the ball. Alternatively, Green will have to refute the prosecution contention he knew he was going to be marginally late to arrive, and he was more interested in the collision than the ball. At the moment of impact, Green didn't make a play at the ball. He didn't attempt to mark, and he didn't attempt to spoil. And that's the hardest bar to clear tonight. When I watch this back over and over, there are two overarching thoughts. Which player's actions made the collision inevitable? Was it Green's jump or Boyd's trajectory? Was Green's turn reflex, a flinch? Or was it a brace? If Green initiates the contact, he owes Boyd a duty of care and he has no right to protect himself at the expense of his opponent. If Boyd's actions made the collision inevitable, then Green is stuck in an impossible position. How does he get out of that scenario without committing a reportable offence? The most interesting part of any finding is what the game is asking Toby Green to do in this scenario. What is the expected alternative? Is it not to jump at the footy, or is it to ensure that he attempts to mark or spoil when he arrives? And is that practical when the opponent is coming headlong the other way? The second aspect is the potential to cause serious injury. I don't think that applies in this instance. The collision played out in its totality. There are no unanswered questions. Boyd was fine. He bounced up and took the free kick that he earned. Green didn't ball himself up to inflict maximum damage, and Lord knows he could have. I'd argue the Giants captain did okay to ensure this didn't end any worse. Sometimes there's a collision and everyone is fine, and that's low impact. There's no need to indulge the hypothetical when all the facts are known. There are no unanswered questions here. I'm sympathetic toward Toby Green tonight. I doubt that's been true in the 22 charges that have been previously laid against him. I'm just not sure the laws will accept the defence that he's entitled to make.